We talk about the song form when it comes to songwriting. You have a verse and a chorus here. I'm going to call this whole thing the chorus. So you have, if you, let's say you label this A and this is B. The chorus is B and the verse is A. Right now you have A, B song form. Okay? Which is awesome. But generally, the chorus repeats at the end. So you could have A, B, A, B, B, B or something.
That works.
You know, that's very common. But what's even more common is, not to make you add more stuff to your song, but what's even more common is you have a little bridge section, which is like a one-time. So this is your homework, is to think about, you know, try a bridge. If you end up not liking it, you don't have to use it. But a very common song form is like this. Wait, hang on. A, B, A, B, C, B, B. I'm giving you like a golden... It's not a golden rule by any means. You can write out songs however you like, but it's a golden nugget. I'm giving you some gold right now. That's a very extremely popular song form that if you stick to it, you can... And I knew one of my students actually became an internationally acclaimed songwriter, believe it or not. He didn't want his real name. His artist name is Danny James, so you can look it up online. You don't have to just take my word for it. But he was my student, and he always followed this song form. And I would challenge him at times, and he was like, no, I'm not changing. It's working great. And he made money on it. You know, his records got... He actually got one on MTV. It was called Your Girlfriend Says Hello or something. It was for some show or whatever. Anyway, so he always followed this A, B, A, B, C, B, B song form. So your challenge is, think of a bridge. Before you ask your question, let me just finish. Your bridge should be something that kind of, I don't know, like makes you think a little deeper, or perhaps even introduces a new possibility that takes it a little away from what you've been discussing so far as lyrical content goes, but then brings it back as well. You know, for a sad song, it could be a ray of hope. For a happy song, it could be, you know, just some deeper appreciation of the thing. I don't know, whatever. Can the bridge be an instrumental? Absolutely it can, but usually it's not in a pop song. You could have a guitar solo, but generally, well, you see, rules are meant to be broken, so you could have a solo instrumental. It doesn't have to be guitar, it could be solo from any instrument, saxophone, violin, whatever. I'm just guitar-centric, I guess, but you can have an instrumental solo. And I was going to say maybe it's not that common to have an instrumental solo on a section that hasn't been heard before, but that's not true. That does happen in pop music. So, something for you to think about.